Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
That time of year again. Schools are back next week. In fact, some secondary schools have headed back today, and a number of parents across the country have been left in limbo with no school bus seat for their children. Around 161,000 pupils currently travel to school using the school transport scheme. And you might remember last February, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, published a long-awaited review promising to overhaul the system over the next 6 years. Now, Bus Éireann operates the scheme on behalf of the department. To be eligible for a ticket, you have to live 3.2 kilometres from your primary school and 4.8 kilometres from your post-primary school, or the nearest school rule, as it's known. If there are spare seats on a route, they're given to children on a concessionary basis. Well, to tell us more about what's going on, I'm joined by parents Ciara Donoghue and Bernie Codd. So, Ciara, to you first. You're in Cavan, aren't you?
Hi, Claire. Yes, Claire, I am. I'm in Cavan. I live in Ballymacue, Lava, just outside of Kilnaleck there. My kids go to St. Loretto College in Cavan and St. Patrick's College in Cavan. Basically, the way it went, Claire, is on August the 1st, we received an email saying basically there are no concessionary tickets. We had paid up, but obviously this doesn't guarantee. Bus Éireann sent us an email saying the kids have been basically buses operating at capacity. There's no available room to accommodate our two children. Now, my son, John, he has actually been on the bus for the last 4 years. He's going into fifth year. And then my daughter is in Loretto and she is in second year now.
Mm-hmm. So you would have previously got the
concession.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. The concessionary ticket was the one that you normally got, your children normally got, was it?
Yes. They did. Now, we did have this situation in 2022 when John was attending school, but it was cleared up really quickly and before school had started. So he was actually on the bus. I never thought this would come up again, to be honest with you, Claire. And I know there was that rule, which is going to be totally done away with, that you have to go to your nearest school. I mean, we attended schools in Cavan, myself and my family. So obviously my kids just wanted to follow on. They're from County Cavan. They want to attend Cavan. They don't want to attend anywhere else. They followed sport. They followed friends. So I think at this stage in our lives, we should be able to choose where we're going to be educated.
Well, it would be a bit drastic to have to change school because you can't get on the bus to the one that you want to go to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's 20 other kids in the same situation, to be honest with you, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
The bus is coming to my home. It's 900 metres away from my house. It's serving other children to schools in Cavan. They're all going to get on that bus. I'm expected to bypass that bus to bring my children on into Cavan. I work. My husband works. We wouldn't be finished our work before school's finished. Same with all the other 20 kids. Every single family member is working. There is nobody there available to bring children. Carpooling is not even a solution.
How far away are you, Ciara, from the school?
I probably am about 20 kilometres, Claire, if you put it, by the time I get into Ballina and then on to Cavan.
Mm.
You know, it really is. But the bus takes a back route. It doesn't feel like that. You know, you don't feel you're that far away. It's your nearest town, really, you know.
So have you a plan? Like, what are you going to do? Are you
The plan is the parents are outraged and we're going to meet this Friday evening to discuss further where we go. I mean, we've had great support from local councillors, Philip Brady, Neve Smith, Trevor Smith, you know, and Brendan Smith, their TD, and he's been on to Norma Foley for us, and Heather Humphreys, other parents have been on to. And, you know, like, we have had great support and they've been on to Minister Norma Foley. But I mean, it's just we're getting nowhere, you know.
Mm.
So the idea is we meet, we make a plan, we decide, do we have to walk our kids to school? You know, obviously, we're going to take a day off work to do this too. No work, no pay.
So and, in a form, you know, of a protest, really.
In a form of protest, yeah. Really, Claire. It's unfortunate that it would come to that. And I hope it will not. Because basically, you know, Green Party as well, Claire, there's talk about, you know, halving emissions by 2030. And here we are, if we get a full bus to bring our kids to school, that's 50 cars on the road. So, you know.
Yeah, there is that point too. Now, it's just interesting. Yeah. I see that Bus Éireann has refunded the money that you paid up in advance for your ticket.
They
that's not a great sign in terms of the possibility of getting on the bus.
Yeah, Claire, I think that's probably the thing that made us feel, oh God, now we are in bother. But look, the money's there. We're happy to put it straight back into their account.
Well, listen, let's hear from Bernie now. Bernie, you're in Mayglass in Wexford, is that right?
That's right, Claire.
Yeah. And you've two boys who don't have tickets for the bus.
Two boys who don't have tickets, yeah, very similar situation. My boys now, they're going into third year and second year. I did, to begin with, when they were going into first year, I did have this problem for the first number of weeks in September when they started school. Now, it did materialise fairly quickly and they got their seats. And again, I'm on a concessionary ticket. It hasn't been a problem since. Again, I renewed the tickets in April and I paid €75 each for each boy. And I checked the web portal. You go onto the family portal on Busair and it said ticket received, application pending. So I didn't think there was any problem. You know, as far as I was concerned, I got a receipt as well last April. And, I just continued working. The summer holidays are, ongoing. I then, it was only last Friday, a little thing went off in my head and I thought, jeepers, I never received tickets. And I logged on to the family portal again and I've seen application received, ticket pending. I didn't think too much about it and I thought, jeepers, maybe I should have received my ticket at this stage though. And I joined the web chat and I said, when should I expect to receive my tickets? So they replied and they said, oh, once we reviewed all the applications, the tickets will be issued in due course. So again, it just wasn't sitting right with me and I hadn't received a refund or anything like that. So it didn't occur to me I wasn't going to get a seat. So literally 2 days ago, this is only 2 days ago, I got an email for both my sons saying, I regret to inform you, there's no seat available. And to this moment, I'm still in shock. I didn't realise I had a problem until 2 days ago.
And what does that mean then for you, Bernie, and the family?
At the moment, I haven't got a solution. I'm shocked. I really am shocked. And at this point now, I have contacted a couple of parents locally up the road, down the road. It doesn't make any sense. Some have got it and some haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you caught by the same rule that Kira has fallen foul of, the nearest school rule?
Yes, I think I have. Although I do know that other kids have got tickets. And I don't know, to me, distance-wise, I've been thinking about it, and it appears that some may have got it. I don't know. Yeah, I'm very confused about the situation.
Listen, we got on to the Department of Education, we got on to Busair, and I'll just bring you a flavour of what they've said. Busair tell us that they operate the school transport scheme, as we know. The purpose of the scheme is to provide transport for children living remotely from their nearest school. Concessionary seats are not guaranteed every year and can only be offered where there are spare seats on an existing school transport service. They say because of the nature of concessionary transport for non-eligible children and the priority of providing places for eligible children, there may be an excess of demand over supply for concessionary places. In these cases, Busair will allocate tickets for spare seats using an agreed selection process. Now, I'm not sure what that agreed selection process is, but it might be. We simply don't know. All you know is that your boys can't get to school on the bus when they're back. When are they back? In the next few days, I'm sure.
Yeah, one of them starts back next week.
So Kira there is going to come together with the parents and try and come up with some way to publicly protest against this, Bernie. Are there any plans in your area to do the same?
Yeah, Verona Murphy now, our local TD, she's working very strongly on this and we're working with Verona on that. I'm going to speak to Verona again now after this call and we'll put a plan together,
Yeah, just then bringing you what the Department of Education said. They reminded us of the review of the school transport scheme that was completed in February of 2024. It was the largest review since 1967 when the whole thing first came into play. And they say a phased implementation of the review's recommendations will begin this month, or next month rather, September 2024. This will include a shared effort between the Department of Education and Transport to pilot and introduce greater integration of transport networks with school transport routes. It's intended, subject to resources, to commence implementing the revised eligibility criteria by the 2025-26 school year. Now, Kira, that's not much use to you.
No use to me at all, Claire. No, no, unfortunately. I'd like them to focus a bit more on transport to school now than the muted no mobile phones in school by Norma yesterday.
Well, yes,
and I think this is urgent.
Well, we will be talking about that, but as you say, you'd rather the energy be focused on getting them into the
Absolutely.
School in the first place.
At this stage, my daughter starts tomorrow. Now, I'm very lucky my husband doesn't go back to work tomorrow. He's off. So from Monday, we're really snookered. That's putting it politely. And so are 20 other kids, unfortunately, on the exact same route that the bus will pass each and every house, and no children been picked up.
Well, they clearly need a bigger bus. Isn't that the answer?
They need a bigger bus is the answer, and I think that's quite simple.
Is it the same
another
for you?
Interesting,
go ahead, Bernie.
I was just going to say another interesting fact around my on our particular bus that the boys use. It's not even half full ever.
Yeah.
You know, kids seem to be getting these tickets, but yet being driven to school. Now, I genuinely use the bus ticket every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once or twice during the week, they can't return on the bus because of sports activities or whatever.
Yes, there's something on. But it would be very hard for Bus Éireann or the department to manage that. You know, if people are paying for tickets, accepting the tickets and not using them. I don't know how they would control that.
Well, I mean, you have sick days and you have transition years and different things, so they mightn't be in every day. So I think it's still fair enough to say tickets given parents expect to use them daily. It would be very hard to police that as such. But
Mick Kira has been in touch. He agrees with you. Norma Foley is worried about banning phones in schools. The kids need to get to school first. It's disgraceful that they can't get tickets. The priorities of this government beggars belief. There's another interesting one here on the nearest school rule, which I understand under this review will be going, but not quite yet, which is your problem. This listener says they can't understand the distance rules for buses. The nearest secondary school from this person is 3 kilometres away, but there is no footpath and a narrow road. It's unsafe for a child to walk, even though it's not far. Safety rather than distance should be a criterion for inclusion on buses. Look, we're going to keep an eye on this. We're obviously going to hear from you, I would imagine, again, because you're not going to let this go, because you can't, because you have to get to work and you have to get your children to school. We wish you well, Kira and Bernie. Will you keep in touch with us and let us know how it goes, and if anything changes, keep us in the loop.
Absolutely.
Yes, all right, good to talk to you both. That's Kira and Bernie, and good luck with the back to school for everybody involved. That's a really tricky situation. If anybody else is facing that, will you let us know? 51551, and we'll keep a very close eye on that one, because how do people, I don't know how people manage their lives. I mean, people have to go to work. You're used to getting the bus. You've children there, Kira and Bernie's children, who've been on the bus for a couple of years, and suddenly being told a few days before they go back to school, no, you're off. You're going to have to find a way to travel the 20k or the 12 kilometres yourself.